Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Hi, welcome to Foul Monkeys. Hold on. It's been so long since I've done those.
Oh my God.
I know. Why do you do this right now? What the hell is wrong with me?
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. Christ.
This is Ricky.
This is Adam.
And this is Jerry, appalled.
And you're listening to a gay podcast recorded out of Chicago, Illinois, in the Rogers Park area.
The Andersonville area.
And West Hollywood, California.
And you're listening to episode 1094.
So
what just happened? I think I almost had a stroke.
Well, also, why do you sound like you're on a tin can? It's usually Jerry.
Because my microphone's not working.
He's saying
it's not picking up on the settings of the computer.
Now we know it's going to be something like it ain't plugged in correctly.
No, it is plugged in. I see the blue light, but it's just not picking up in the like in and out area of the sounds.
Have you unplugged it and plugged it back in?
Yes, I did. I restarted my computer. I called IT.
Damn.
So sorry.
I don't like you're making Jerry sound like he in high def 3D.
Oh, shit.
I am. I'm high def 5G into your brain like the COVID vaccine.
Oh, God. Shit.
It's been
how
a
are you boys been? I know it's been a while.
Slut, I got fucking sunburned yesterday at Pride.
Oh, yeah.
George told us last night. He said, you got, ooh.
Look at that.
Adam.
I
you know better than that.
I know. I didn't think we were out that long or we were going to be out that long. And I was like, we walked past a Walgreens on the way in. And I was like, I should probably get sunscreen. And then I was like, we're going to do a lap and then we're going to leave. And then we did like two laps. And then I was like, oh, we're walking to the train. I think it was like the walking to the train that really like did it. But it doesn't really hurt.
That, because you have no feelings.
Bad. Is it because I have no feelings?
Yes.
No, that's emotions.
We don't those.
And you had to go to work after, right?
Yeah, no, I went to work last night and then I worked all day today. And I feel fine. Like, honestly, it really doesn't hurt that much. It's just very jarring with the contrast.
Right.
Like a bar strap or a bra strap. Anyway, that's what I did yesterday. Pride fucking, I don't know if I'm just old or it was kind of boring and it was kind of like corporate-y, which is, I guess, where we're at now in our lives.
Wasn't it condensed too? Was it smaller?
It seemed like it was a lot smaller. I don't know. I don't really remember, but it was really small, it felt like.
Well, I think they condensed a lot of it because even the parade is condensed. It's not as long as it was. Like,
oh, really?
The mayor like said, no, that many people can't be on the streets. So he shortened it. And I'm like, you're an idiot because all these people are going to find somewhere to be on that street.
Yeah. Right. That's true. I mean, I agree with him in principle because there's a lot of shit like happening and we don't need all these people out in these streets, but we went like maybe around noon, like 11:30 noonish.
Mm-hmm.
And we were there for like 90 minutes. And I guess JoJo Siwa was going to be on around 2 or like at 2. And we left right before that. We left at like 12:30, 12:45-ish. And there was a fucking line past. So we left like the north entrance, kind of like where IHOP is on Halsted. I'm talking about right. And there was a line from the inside of Pride past IHOP down the street past that church for like four blocks.
Damn.
Yeah.
She's been making the rounds on all the Pride because she did LA Pride. She didn't do West Hollywood. We got way better entertainment than they did.
Rub it in that you saw Kylie and Sophie Ellis Bextor. Go ahead. Because we haven't had an episode where you can make me feel bad about how poor I am.
You're going to go see Sophie. So it's not like you'll get to see her before I will on the long set.
Whatever. You already saw her once.
That's true.
I still
don't understand why Chicago is not considered like a place to go to. Like, it's a big ass city. Why is it skipped? No, just like, well, Pride, like Kylie and all these people, they never come to Chicago for Pride.
Well, she's busy now. She's got a lot of other things she's doing.
Chicago is like super out of the way though. Like if you're just flying coast to coast, like you can go DC, New York, Philly, like all of that is like super close together. And then you go LA, San Francisco, like all of that shit. Even like going like, well, I don't know. Is Houston on the way? I don't think so. Why would you go to Houston? But I feel like if you're hitting like East Coast, West Coast, and like just ignoring all of the Bible Belt shit in the middle, you're not going to stop at Chicago just because it's a big city.
I don't like that reason. So that's not good enough. They need to come here. If Mariah can get here, everybody else can.
Well, you guys could have had Miley Cyrus's sister because she was horrible and she was late and she threw off the whole evening.
Noah, right? Is her
yes.
name?
Yes.
Noah Cyrus, you are
trash.
This is your formal caution from Foul Monkeys to get your shit together. Get some talent and get on time.
My neighbor was telling me that apparently she was dating this guy and her mother did not like him at all. And then so they broke up and then the mother got to know him and then she married him.
Oh, yeah. No, I heard about that.
What?
Yeah. Trish Cyrus or whatever the fuck her name is now. Yeah. And now, her daughter's boyfriend.
And Billy Ray he's divorcing that young thing that he left his wife for. And she's saying he's a domestic abuser.
I don't know. First of all, believe victims. Second of all, am I surprised that the man who sang Achy Breaky Heart smacks his woman around? I'm not.
Oh. Like all he really is known for, right? Is that song? Like, did he have any other songs?
Romeo.
Oh, Romeo.
Oh,
yeah.
Romeo was fucking good. He sang the fucking Gulf War song.
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah, he sang that Some Gave All. Isn't that him?
Oh, maybe. I thought he did the Old Country Road or whatever that song is with
Lil Nas X. He did do that. And then he was on Miley's show, right? He played the dad.
Yeah, and he had some on some Christian channel where he played a doctor. I don't remember what it was called, though.
That's a stretch.
You guys, this week the Justin Timberlake memes have just been giving me life.
Oh my god,
they're hilarious.
On fire. I'm obsessed.
So
and
messy.
They're like not even that, they're not even that creative. It's just a bunch of pop culture shit where they're going like, this is going to ruin the tour. What tour? The world tour. And it doesn't matter how fucking dumb it is. I still love it.
My favorite was the Hairspray one that said that. And then there was the Game of Thrones that says, tell Cersei I canceled the tour. But you know what? We don't talk enough about how Britney said that he is not hung. We don't talk enough about that.
Have we talked
about even know she said that.
She did in her book, because I listened to the audio. It's available on Spotify. And she says that when she was ready to have sex with him, I had to look it up so I could get the exact words. She's like, okay, I'm ready. Put it in. And he said, it is in. And she said, my world collapsed. And I started crying.
Wow. Well, not everybody's blessed, I guess, right?
Well, he sure acts like he's all hung and shit.
So he, like, just his mugshot, I'm like, whoa. Like, yeah. He looks fucked up.
Isn't he younger than both of you?
I think so.
Oh, she looking rough.
Yeah, and then there was a picture of him, like, performing, like, kind of right after that. And they're like, boy, cocaine is his best friend. This is a whole minute video, and he hasn't blinked one time.
Oh, man, these girls came in the store, and they were, like, kind of like woo girl, white girls. Mm-hmm. And they were, like, some of them were visiting. It became, like, clear that they were, like, oh, we're old friends. We're just catching up in Chicago, blah, blah, blah. And I was, like, oh, what brings you all to town? Like, what are you getting together for? And they were getting together for Justin Timberlake, who was here last night. And I looked at them, and I was, like, oh, that's not really a good look for you, is it, right now?
What did they say?
They were, like, yeah. And I was, like, well, why are you, like... Are you just going to go to, like, see if something happens? Like, if there's going to be a story? And they were kind of like, yeah, like, we kind of just want to see.
Well, people were like, maybe he'll go on tour with NSYNC now that this is just collapsing the world tour. What tour? The world tour.
Oh, my God.
So was the police officer younger than him or older than
yes,
him?
Yes, and had no idea. He had no idea who he was.
One of my favorite memes was the one where they were making fun of the fact that the headline was Trolls star Justin Timberlake. Yes.
Troll star, not the troll star.
Oh.
Well, I guess he's getting his payback 20 years later, right?
I just hope Janet and Brittany are just laughing. Apparently she tweeted a cocktail about it, and that's it, or Instagrammed it.
Well, I told you, I told George, I was like, I feel kind of bad for, like, his kids and Jessica Biel. And George was like, don't feel bad for that bitch. I heard she's been a bitch since Seventh Heaven. And I was like, okay.
Oh, you know, George holds a grudge. Just George will not let things go. It's like, whoa. So
Jessica Biel wronged him in some way. Uh-oh.
Christina Applegate, or Christina...
Aguilera.
Aguilera, like, asked for a Pepsi instead of a Coke or something. And, like,
no,
he will never forget that.
He's going to hold a grudge. I just sent Adam a shitload of CDs from my storage unit because I cleared it out.
I haven't even gotten through, like, a quarter of it. And it's already like, where are you going to put these?
How many are there?
Hundreds. There's a big box and then a smaller box. Not that much smaller, but a smaller box because I had to get them out.
There's some weird shit. Like, there's a fucking sealed Yo-Yo Ma CD.
Someone gave that to me.
Ricky don't know who Yo-Yo Ma is.
No. Mm-hmm. There's a Johnny Taylor CD that Columbia House sent me instead of something else. They're like, just keep it.
There's definitely some weird shit in there.
I can't wait till you get to the one which it's like stage love or something, and it's like romantic ballads sang by gay singers that I like, you know.
Oh,
I was in college and I had to get it because I was like, I have to get everything gay.
What's on it?
I don't even remember. I just remember when I was packing, I was like, oh shit, I forgot I had this. Adam's gonna die when he sees it.
Wait,
but the Dance Party USA CDs are in there.
Fuck yeah. There's a bunch of shit that I like was like, ooh, I wish I still had my copy of this. So I love that you, there was a stack that somehow was still all together in the same place of like all of the En Vogue individual solo albums.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, because they were individually put like that when I had them, you know, out. And so I just packed them that way.
It's just you and fucking four other people have those CDs.
The Terry Ellis CD, definitely.
Terry Ellis, Southern Gal. Like, yeah. Nobody else has that fucking CD.
I got it. I went to Sam Goody as soon as it came out. I had to show my support.
That's hilarious. Sam Goody. Are those still around?
No.
No.
I might sell them.
Do whatever you want.
I mean, like, $1 a piece. I'll get, like, $20. What?
Something like that. I had maybe to give put up it on all eBay my and there's comics. Like a...
Oh.
What?
There was so many. I got $400 for my collection, which isn't much, but I'm like, eh, it's fine.
Oh, that was worth more.
I know, but that's all they kind of were giving, you know? And he was like, you're missing some key issues.
I would have been like, eat my entire asshole, buy, pay me more.
Yeah, but I had like, I had 11 long boxes.
Oh, fuck that noise. Uh-uh.
You needed Adam there to do that for you.
Yeah. He was so funny because he said, he's like, everybody in the warehouse is like, you're buying another collection. And he's like, well, we're about to go to like a, you know, a Comic-Con or whatever's in Phoenix, whatever they call it. So he wanted to see what I had. He was like, there's some really great covers. He's like, there's just some pieces missing. And I don't know if maybe he was skimmed over them or what, but it's I fine. Mean, I had to get rid of them. I had to get rid of them.
Fuck your whole drag. Pay me.
Like, so does that make them less valuable because you don't have one of them? Like, I don't understand that.
Yeah, because it's like, if it's a run of eight and I'm missing one, then it's not a complete collection. Yeah, especially if it's the one that's worth the most.
If you like skip over somebody's first appearance or like something crazy happens in the issue, like somebody dies or something is revealed and you just don't have that one, they don't give a shit how many other issues have that surround that. That's the key issue. That's why they're called key issues, Ricky.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I don't know comic books.
Oh,
like, yeah, I read Archie. That's the only one that I read.
Wow. By a flashlight in the tent.
Hiding from them snakes.
Barefoot.
Oh my god. They're like out and about here in Rogers Park. I'm like dying. There was one on our sidewalk.
They're gonna get you.
Oh god. There's so many of them.
I heard that there's some like by where the Metro tracks are. Like by us, there's like a weird little tunnel on Berwyn, sort of, that goes like under the Metro tracks, and somebody, one of my friends was like, there's snakes all over the damn place over there. But you live by the Metro tracks, technically. Uh-huh. As well, so
I know you've been talking shit about them.
There are so many here that infest the yards that the postal workers won't deliver mail because there's so many snakes, they just will not walk into the yard.
Get your shit together, U.S. Postal Service. Rain,
they
sleep.
Look, I understand. Like,
they're not
it.
Rattlesnakes. They're not copperheads.
I don't care.
They're like gardener snakes.
I don't want one near me, and I don't want to see one.
Well, you're not delivering people's mail. So, yeah, like, Ricky, you can be scared, but fuck.
But me. I understand why they would not want to do it.
Well, no excuses. They're going to need to fucking do it. So, like, they better fucking do it. That's what I got to say about it.
You better fucking do it.
Yes.
Oh god. So RC text messaged me a couple days ago. He's like, when are you guys recording again? I'm like, oh, we're recording this weekend. And then he's texted me like 3 or 4 times a day, have you guys recorded yet? Hey, aww, have you guys recorded? Are you going to do a live show, a surprise live show? And I was like, no. That's not happening.
A live show,
right?
Well, I told you Aunt Nicole was upset that we haven't recorded, so
we've been busy,
girl. I have not had a day off of work since May 14th.
I was gonna say you've been working every day. I was in the two tropical places and then Phoenix for a week and a half.
Yeah.
And then Melinda was here visiting. And then what else?
So Adam and I were busy. Adam and I were busy. Ricky was just playing.
Nobody wants to hear me talking on just by myself. No one. That's boring.
Yeah, because you're going to talk about card making. I'm just
and lesbian to music and lesbian music.
Your YouTube is by yourself, and they love it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, people love to hear your card making shit. As much as I make fun of you,
yeah, sometimes. But none of the people that listen to the show want to hear about card making.
No, they want to hear about
no.
And poop and farts.
I got my first hookup where he just kept saying, does daddy like that? Does daddy want this? And I was like, so I responded a couple of times with it. Daddy likes that. But it's just, it's exhausting. I don't want to play that game.
No.
Were you like, yeah, daddy likes that. Yeah, that's great.
Oh, let daddy do this. And oh, that daddy likes that. Or something like that. I don't even remember.
I'm all like, if that's your jam, fine. I don't necessarily want to talk.
Yeah.
I think like being verbal is fine, but like demanding that somebody else be verbal. Like if you want to yell at me and like say like you like that dick boy or whatever the fuck, like fine. I don't have to say anything more than like yes.
Oh my god.
But I don't want to, I'm not one to like have a conversation.
Yeah. Tell me what you like or tell me what I'm doing to you. Ugh.
No.
You're like why? You're doing it.
Yeah, and it's like, I don't like improv. If I liked improv, I would do improv. Like,
right.
I don't want to come up with a yes and, like, scenario on the spot.
Mm-mm. Put it in my butt and then give me a word.
That's the show title. Write it down.
You write it down. You're right there. You got pins all around you.
You got paper.
I don't have any on my desk, though.
Jesus Christ, you are surrounded by paper and ink.
I know, but it's such a chore.
You literally reached 2 feet. I can see you, bitch.
All right. I'll write it down. Put it in. Okay, this pen doesn't work.
Throw it away.
Put it in my butt.
And give me a word.
And give me a word. Got it.
I was going to tell you something. I can't remember. I probably can't remember because I'm fucking, like, my brain is fried. I don't know.
And you're back, too. Your shoulders are
working.
Yes. I have to go. I'm going to go get my vocal cords scoped tomorrow.
Oh, really?
What's that mean?
They like numb all your like sinuses and shit, and then they shove a camera down there.
Why are you having vocal issues?
Are they something wrong?
Yeah, no, I'm when I sing now, like I'm kind of like my voice is very unpredictable. Like when you're a singer, you know, like what placement you need to get certain things. Like I've been singing this way for fucking 20 years. And I know what I need to do with my body to achieve certain sounds and like colors with my voice. And it's not always there anymore. And I get very vocally tired. And part of it is because I talk all the time, which is ironic. I'm talking right now for this fucking podcast. But I work with the general public and I have to be engaging constantly and I think that's part of it. And then I think that operetta that I did in the fall, like I think it was like a combination maybe of like anxiety, making my vocal cords tense and I was just singing through it and not doing it properly. But I've never been scoped before. I've never had vocal issues in the past. I've always been like kind of like a workhorse. Like I have never had a problem cutting through an orchestra, projecting. Like even that show that I did where I think I like blew out my voice a little bit, they were like, you're the only person that's like cutting through like from fucking like clear up stage. And that's just how my voice has always been. And I probably can still do that. It's just unpredictable and it kind of like feels weird. So I'm going to go get that shit checked out.
I was going to say, I remember you having kind of some issues with the operetta.
Yeah, I think I like jumped in the deep end a little bit. Not that Gilbert and Sullivan isn't like that hard to sing.
Right.
But I hadn't done it in such a long time. And mm-hmm. I got really like freaked out and sketchy because there were a lot of really good like singers that I was up there with. And I was like, ah, fuck, I gotta like pull it out of my ass a little bit. So we'll see, I guess. I might be fucking pulling a Julie Andrews. Who knows?
Or you might just have to go on vocal rest for a little while and not talk so much.
Ugh, I know, but I can't shut the fuck up ever.
Or maybe you just need to sing more because you're not, you know.
I do. I need to, like, have a better warm-up regimen, I think. Like, I have mm-hmm. to, like, actually, like, get some fucking exercises or something. Like, because something is going awry. And
just do the scales from Sister Act 2.
Oh, my God. I should. Maybe that'll fix everything. But also, it, like, made me a little bit sad because I was, like, doing really... it's been like almost 2 years at this point, a year and a half or whatever, but my vocal coach that I was like, oh shit, like I sound fucking great, like she is working for me, and then she died. So I was like, oh, like I feel bad about that. It just reminded me of her.
Oh,
R.I.P.
That, yeah. And she died like a year, was it like a year ago?
2 years? Almost 2 years? Has it been 2 years? Time means nothing to me right now. I literally like
go from one store to another.
It's exactly. It's just like, do you ever just show up somewhere and hope that everything like is right? Like, <that's pretty>
Yeah. Does George have to travel anymore this summer?
I don't think so.
Yeah, mine's done until September. Thank God.
We do have to go to a wedding in Pittsburgh in July.
Mm. Well, that's fun.
Yeah. No, I'm excited for that.
Are you guys driving or flying?
Your peeps.
My homies. We're driving. I think we're going to take Badger and just like Airbnb it. But I don't know. I don't like leaving him at an Airbnb. I'm like, other people have keys to that. Like, the owner could be in there. And what if I'm full, like, true crime situation. I'm like, what if the owner comes in and is like, your dog tried to bite me, so I had to kill him. And then I had to kill the person who owned the Airbnb.
Because Badger's the one that doesn't like Aunt Nicole's dog, right?
Yes. Well, no, Aunt Nicole's dog doesn't like anybody.
Okay.
Aunt Nicole's dog, Niles likes people. Niles does not like other dogs.
Oh, okay.
Yes. When they met, Badger went to the other side of the dog park and was like, that ain't, like, I'm not fucking with him. Like, I'm a boy over here. And Niles kept fucking with Macduff. And Macduff was like, I'm just trying to sniff some shit. Like, but then he would like growl and like kind of get Niles on the ground. And then, Macduff would like move on and be like, I'm fine, like just stay over there, or like stop trying to bite me. And then I was be like, no, I'm gonna come fuck you up again. And then we had to separate them. Mm. But Niles is a very sweet dog. Niles is obsessed with my mother, apparently.
Everybody is, though. Everybody loves Lisa.
It's true. Everybody does love Lisa, and Lisa loves Niles. But no, Niles is a sweetheart. Niles loves George. I think Niles is on the fence with me because
Because you're
like
faggot.
Most people. You know? Oh my god.
He's like that faggot.
Oh my god. I have been pretty good about being angry at like strangers lately, but that person who was trying to parallel park.
Oh.
Oopsie. So
tell the viewers. Tell the viewers. Tell the listeners.
So the grocery store that's closest to our house has a parking lot. Has a full
a big one.
Yeah.
A big
fucking parking lot. Which I didn't know at the time. These people, it's happened to me before. It's happened to everybody where somebody's like, oh, I wanted to park in that spot. And they didn't throw on their signal. They didn't have any indication that they were going to back into this spot. So that's what these motherfuckers did. And so I was like too far up for them to like effectively back into it. But they just kept on fucking going. And they were like right up against my fucking bumper. So I started backing up. Then there were people behind me who were like, honk, honk, honk. And so
oh, God.
And I'm like, I have nowhere to go. And didn't this motherfucker lean across from the passenger seat to give me the finger? And I was like, okay.
My God. Okay.
So, of course, I flip them off back. And I'm like, whatever. And I pull into the parking lot. And then, because they're like on the street parking. So I pull into the parking lot. Lo and behold, they are going into the grocery store. Why they're parking on the fucking street and made a whole fucking production out of parallel parking, I will not know. They're probably from out of town. But so I see this motherfucker start walking in, this man, the man who flipped me off. And I was like, oh.
Hi.
And I'm like, oh, hi. Was that your wife that was driving and trying to park back there? And he knew it was me because I was not a shy man about responding to his finger gesture. And he's like, no, it was my sister. And I said, oh, okay. Well, can you tell your sister she drives like a dumb cunt? And he just like looked at me like kind of in shock. And he said we were just trying to parallel park. And I said, okay, well, tell your sister she needs to learn how to parallel park, not like a dumb cunt. Like, I didn't raise my voice at all. And they were just like shocked. And I think they thought I was going to like follow them around the grocery store. Which I did not, because I did not want to like alarm anyone. And I didn't even yell. I was just like, okay, like hot tip, like your sister's a dumb cunt. Like,
how old were these people?
Like our age.
Oh, okay.
Like 30s or whatever. This little skinny motherfucker white boy. Mm-mm, no.
Rude.
Adam, I hate to remind you, but you're not 30 anymore.
Oh, no, I know. Oh. Neither.
Me either.
You said same age as us, 30s. Excuse me. No, excuse I me, said, sir.
You know, like our age or like 30s. I don't know. You should take that as a compliment that I lumped you in.
I just wanted to see your reaction. Like, shut up, Jerry.
I have a very important question.
What?
Yes.
Do you think the princess is dying? Kate.
Who?
Princess. Kate.
I don't give
the
a
princess.
Shit.
I think she's dying. I think she's dying.
That's, I mean, I'm sad for them. Like, that's sad.
You don't sound very sad.
No, I'm not sad. I'm personally.
Didn't she go to Taylor Swift? Didn't she go to Taylor Swift?
No.
With
her kids are.
Yeah, she's dead. She's dead then.
No, I think she's still alive, but I think she's really sick.
Do you think that the royal family is poisoning her?
No, she's got cancer.
But how did she get that cancer?
From poison. I don't know. Prince Charles has cancer too.
They're trying to get rid of him too.
They're just lucky their eyes on their side of the head from all that inbreeding.
True story.
Wait, do they still do that though, right? That was old back in the day.
No. That was like in the fucking 50s. Like people married their fucking cousins back then still.
Whoa, I thought that was like an old thing.
No, there's still cousins marrying cousins as like in the past 100 years at least.
But they're like second and third at this point.
It don't count.
That don't count.
I do not wish anyone to lose a parent because that is awful. But in terms of like the royal family, I don't really care. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's sad on like a personal, like, I don't want people to lose their mom or their spouse or whatever. But like, it's no more important than like any other one of my friends. You know what I mean?
Right.
But then also too, they'll be fine.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't know that they'll be fine like psychologically.
Just get some, take some Ativan. You'll be fine.
I
Klonopin.
would say it's probably hard to be so public and like to go through that kind of thing.
Well, and they've been lying about it. That's the worst part. And they keep getting caught. And that's just what makes it go, I don't care. You know, you're lying about it, you know. And I get it. You want to keep it private, but they're just lying, and then, you know, and then just getting caught lying, and really bad Photoshop, and it's just at this point it's stupid. It's bordering on Trump being an idiot with his stuff. You know, just the team surrounding them are dumbasses.
And I don't even think it's like their teams. It don't isn't there like a whole HR thing? Like it's a whole thing there. Like,
Well, according to Harry's book, they have a whole team that does all that.
that's so weird.
Did I probably should have asked this like 5 minutes ago, but did like something happen?
Well, she
I
hasn't
know.
really been seen, but then I think she did show up, but she's not looking very
They
well.
she sent a they sent her team sent a picture and says, "Oh, I'm fine." And the Photoshop was all like they took a picture of her from an old like a year or so ago and put her in and stuck the kids, and it looked like it was AI generated because it was kind of just distorted. And they were like, and then they had to admit, "Oh, well." And then she said, "Oh, I was trying to dabble in Photoshop." And they're like, "Yeah, girl, okay."
No, I saw the video like a month or two ago where she was like, blah, 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 I have cancer, yada, yada.
Right.
I didn't know if something else had happened since then.
She just made an appearance at some, Tony was telling me about it, and he's I she I don't know if she's going through like chemo or something, but he said it looked like she had a wig on, and you know, it
Oh.
just wasn't, you know, she looked tired,
I mean,
which if you're going through chemo, you probably are, right?
And
that it fucking sucks that you have to do that in the public eye. And so I empathize with all of that. It sounds like I was like, whatever, fuck her and the royal family. I don't care. But
Yeah, that's
again,
what you meant. That's what you meant.
it sucks on a personal level. I don't think it's any more important because she's a princess. I think if she's super sick, that fucking sucks that she has to do it in the public eye. It fucking sucks for her family. But we put these people on a pedestal and it's stupid. That part of it is stupid.
Right.
And for like,
Just like when Justin has to go to rehab and everybody's gonna feel sorry for him.
oh, that's all I have to say. Although when it happened, I listened to all Britney and Janet for like a whole day.
Course you did. You are validating them.
I love that Britney's Criminal went like top 10 on iTunes.
Oh my God, really?
Yes.
People can be really petty, can't they?
I think it was even in Germany, like where it went not like number one in Germany, because the Germans were like, fuck Justin Timberlake.
He's just a shitty person for and it's like verifiably shitty. Like everybody knows he's shitty.
Right.
And we've known he's shitty for like 25 years, and we still let him have a career.
His kids know he's shitty. They'll have a tell out coming out next year.
I hope so.
Totally. what else we got going on, you guys?
I was like, is there any celebrity shit happening?
I don't know, but you know, it's chunkless season. So get your toes done, people. Get your toes done. I don't want to look at ugly feet. But I was talking to Ian about it, and he was like, yeah, I need to get some new bathhouse sliders for. And I was like, what? And he's like, bathhouse sliders, you know, like the sliders that, you know, I could like wear outside or keep in my car if I'm going to the bathhouse. And I was like, it just makes me laugh. That's what he calls them. Bathhouse sliders.
Bathhouse sliders. Oh my God.
He goes to like JCPenney and is like, where's the bathhouse sliders?
Well, he said he had some like Adidas in his car, but you know, he's like, I just had them in the trunk. So just in case, if I ever decided to go, you know,
I love that. It's just a care of the moment.
Yeah. But they got all, you know, gross because of the heat and everything. So he's like, I need some new ones.
That's funny. That's like gym flip flops, but my gym is.
Yeah.
Like, so that's different.
But he calls them bathhouse sliders. And speaking of which, you know, I have these chunklas that I got at Temu. They're like this. They just wear them around the house. And then outside to the pool. Well, at the hotel in Bahamas, they gave us some flip-flops. Those things are fucking noisy. Because I wore them down to the pool and it's all flip-flop, flip-flop, flip-flop. I'm like, God, I haven't worn flip-flops in so long. I forgot how noisy these fucking things are.
And now you're old, so you can't take it. You're like, I'm done with this.
Well, because then in Phoenix, the hotel we were, they had free laundry on a floor. So like I was doing laundry and stuff, and I just put the flip flops on instead of going barefoot in the hotel, and it was just flip flop, flip flop, flip flop, you know, all the way clacking all the way up down the floor. I was like, oh, this is annoying.
I don't wear flip flops unless I absolutely have to, and I feel like that's something listeners probably already know.
Yes,
I would, and I have considered leaving a hookup if they answer the door in Crocs.
Oh, Ian has Crocs too. They're rainbow Crocs.
Am I gonna go through with this? Can I put my blinders on? Like, is he gonna wear the Crocs the whole time?
Brooke Shields wore Crocs to the Tonys.
Well, Brooke Shields has had a hard life.
Well, she did it because she had both her feet surgery done. But people were like, what the fuck is she wearing Crocs? And she has that gorgeous dress on. And they're like, she just had foot surgery.
What if they were Crocs and they had the little things inside of the holes? Like a Mickey Mouse and a taco. Have you seen those?
Fucking charms.
The flare. Yeah.
There's a name for them. I don't know what it is because fuck Crocs.
They're kind of bad for the earth, right?
I don't know.
Who cares? We don't have kids. We don't have kids. Who cares?
Ain't nobody in here. Nothing from my side. Mm-mm.
Nope. CDs. If you don't find a place for them.
People, are socks and sandals ironic? Or is it coming back? Is it
the straight boys love it. The black socks with the
fucking this gay guy in like fucking tube socks and Tevas, and I'm like, is this some kind of commentary on society? Because otherwise, no. Like, why are we doing this?
I have worn socks with like Adidas sandals, like when I'm walking the dogs.
No, I would. Mm-mm. No.
I would throw something at you at the window if I drove by there.
Yes.
A snake. I'd throw a snake out the window.
The only time I've been like, oh, okay, I guess I get it. I had a couple friends on the girls' soccer team in high school, and they would wear slides in their soccer socks because they couldn't walk places in their cleats.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, all right. Like, that's a legitimate reason. And they were like, and it's like, it's comfortable. And I'm like, all right, fine, you get a pass. Everybody else, fuck you. No.
Well, like I said, I just wear them like downstairs to the pool because I'm not going to put on sneakers to go down to the pool and be all wet. And
I get that.
Yeah.
I have worn flip-flops to the beach, at the gym.
But you put them on at the beach. Yes. You don't walk in them. Yeah.
Mm-mm. No. Nope.
So many rules for flip-flops.
Ugh, they're so gross.
I'm not imposing them on other people. Live your life. I will judge you. If you're comfortable with your decisions that you've made for yourself and you're secure, then you shouldn't have a problem. I am allowed to dislike everything about what you've done. That is my prerogative.
And I better not have to see gross feet.
No.
It's summertime.
I will tell you, if I accidentally like see some feet, and it'll happen at the gym, like with like gym flip-flops or whatever, and I'll be like, oh, okay, those toes are okay. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't like them, but they ain't nasty.
But you're still right.
I'm not gagging actively. I'm just saying, like, I don't want to touch them. I don't want to have to look at them again. But if I see them in passing, I'm like, all right, you take care of your feet. That's fine. Good for you.
And then others. Oof.
Oh, there are full times where I'm like, oh, that's a shame, because the rest of it is fine. And then you've just ruined it with your hooves.
With your nails hooves that are half broken or sticking out long.
I discolored, crusty, fucking crustacean-ass feet. Mm-mm. No, ma'am.
Well, I'm currently not wearing sandals or flip-flops because actually, it's been a year now. I dropped a box on my big toe, on my left toe, and it finally grew out that it's kind of like the bruised part fell off. So that's not cute. And then this toe right next to it is the one that I had to have medically broken, and the toenail got all jacked up, and it ain't cute either right now. So I'm just wearing shoes.
Good. Thank God.
And I mean, bury him in the sand when you go to the beach.
I've had a pedicure with Ricky before, and I've been told point blank that my feet are nicer. So he was already starting to do this. I'm just saying.
I'm going to talk to Lauren about that. Oh, we had dinner with Lauren, and we had ice cream with George last night.
Yeah, no, I heard.
Yeah. It was the first time I had Jenny's ice cream.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. Jenny's is good.
Like at Jenny's or just out of the store?
No, I've never had it. It was good. The salted caramel was a little too salty.
No, but where did you have ice cream with George? Did you go to Jenny's?
At Jenny's. Your house? Yeah, at Jenny's. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. There's a Jenny's by our house.
And I got super excited because guess where I got to park?
Where?
Right in front of the Taco Bell. Right in front of that motherfucker. I was so happy and excited. I was like, oh, look where I'm parking. Lauren's like, you're ridiculous.
Oh my God. I had Taco Bell last night.
Have you tried the big cheese that thing yet?
I have.
Is it good?
Yes, but I'm torn because in the big cheese it itself is fantastic. Very well executed. Fucking delicious. But I don't think that they're doing like something different to the Crunchwrap. Like there's extra cheese sauce or like something in it. Because the Cheez-It part was on point, but the rest of it was like not great for me. And also, get the Crunchwrap, don't get the tostada, because the fucking tostada gets soggy, and then you're eating soggy Cheez-It, and it is unfortunate.
Oh, okay. Thanks for that.
Yes, but the Crunchwrap...
Maybe they put a different sauce on it because of the Cheez-It.
That's what I'm thinking. Like they may have done something different. But the Cheez-It part on point. Like I can't argue with that. Just there's something weird about the sauce.
I had a Taco Bell for breakfast in Phoenix once because I had to get the breakfast Crunchwrap. Fucking delicious.
I like that also.
Yes. Mm,
it's good.
Yes.
Sometimes I get two, well, I always get two, but sometimes I get one with sausage and one with bacon. I know.
Wild man.
Choices.
I got to go to my favorite Mexican fast food place, Filiberto's, or as my friends call it, Filisquirtos.
So nasty. Didn't we went there when I was in Phoenix?
I think so. I think we drove through.
Anytime anybody asks me anything about Phoenix, I say that Phoenix is trash just based on that one experience. I liked visiting you. The Grand Canyon was beautiful, even though we showed up in shorts and tank tops and it was snowing.
It snowed.
But we got an Uber driven by some old ass man whose wife was literally his eyes and ears. Like,
this and he Uber looked at me like it was my fault that I picked them. And I was like, I just pressed.
It was terrifying. It was like he had to be told that we were approaching a light. It was fucking sketchy. And just Phoenix in general seems sketchy. Just sketchy. Also, everything is beige because it's all been bleached by the sun.
Everything is brown.
I blame you for this. I blame you for this. I'm like, I just picked it. I just requested a car.
It was hot. You just ran from your car to the restaurant, from your car.
It wasn't even that hot then.
It was hot.
It was like March. It wasn't 105.
I've only been there in December, which was interesting because it's hot in the day but cold at night.
Mm-hmm. It's a desert.
It ain't
but
for me.
It was all right. It was all right. I mean,
nobody's there anymore except my friend Jeff. So, I mean, we had fun, but it wasn't the same. And I don't even know what gay bars are there. Like, I drove by one that we went to, but I don't think it's there anymore.
What did we go? Didn't we go to one called like El Diablo or something?
Yes, that's the one I was like, we drove by and it wasn't there.
No, Phoenix wasn't my favorite place I've visited you. Phoenix and Boston. Boston, everybody was shitty. Everybody has an attitude in Boston.
Yeah, Boston's weird. I like it, but it's weird. And when right before I went there, Providence was like, oh, Boston's real homophobic.
I like how Boston's laid out and I kind of like the vibe, but everybody in Boston had a stick up their ass about something. Like, I was like, it was like New York attitude with like no justification. I was like,
you're like, what is this? Why are you angry, sir?
I was like, y'all don't have no reason to be shitty. Like in New York, I get it. Everybody's angry because it's crowded, but like you have things to do, so like there's good things about New York. It's fun. Boston, you're just all angry and pissy and the drinks are too expensive.
I've never been to Boston, so I don't know. No. I don't think it's
and
a place
we were also
I would
there
go
in
to.
The winter. We were also there in the winter, so
that's true.
It was cold.
It was cold. Also, Boston public transportation is garbage.
Yeah, they shut down where they did. I don't know. They shut down like at 10:30 or 11 during the week.
Oh my God.
I know. But anyway.
Any listeners in Boston want to argue about it? Email us.
I don't, you know, you didn't go to Pride, but as long as I did, my feet felt bruised after the weekend. All the standing from the parade and then the concerts and shit. I hurt bad.
All I do is stand.
Yeah, awful.
It's my entire life. I work in retail right now, so.
Boy, I don't know how you do that. I can't take people. Like how you saying you have to engage with people, I would like literally just, I'd be so Xanaxed out, I couldn't even talk.
I'm like, pretty good, but being that I'm like, I've been over a month, like 40 days at this point, like deep into not having a day off, I'm starting to get like a little bitchy.
Why don't you can't have a day off at all? Like, what's up
I
with
just,
that?
The way that it's scheduled, I just didn't, and I'm just rolling with it because I was like, you know what? It's a bunch of money. I'm just gonna I'm a grit and bear it. I'm a grit my teeth. It's going to be fine. And it is mostly, but I'm
till
like,
you explode.
Somebody argued with me about taxes on something today. Like, oh. I didn't have any fucking thing to do with that. Like, I was like, I didn't make it up. That's the tax. Like,
right. I just pressed a button.
Like, I don't set this. Like, talk to the fucking mayor. I don't know. And he was like, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, okay, well, like, nobody said you had to buy it. Like, yeah. And they got all like, blah, 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 and left. And I'm like, yeah, I just, all right. Like, literally, like, what do you want me to fucking do? Oh, oh my God, you don't like how much tax that is? Why didn't you say so? Click, click, click,
let me just
clack.
Take that off.
Right?
Let's just act like this is a bazaar. What do you want to pay?
Right? Trade me some fucking persimmons for it or whatever. People, somebody, this bitch watched me return her stuff at my one job. And then waited for the email to confirm that I returned her stuff, came through, and then came around and looked at where I put her returns and counted them again. And I was like, so close. I was.
What was she gonna do? What did she?
I'm like,
what'd she think you did?
Like, what the fuck am I gonna? What a. In what way would I be cheating you out of anything at this point?
Right.
Like, you watched me return literally every fucking thing. And then you decided that you had to wait for the email that said I returned every fucking thing. And then you had to come back and be like, oh, you returned blah, 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 four pieces. Like, you've been standing here the whole time. And that was that bitch that spelled her name like four times rapid fire at me.
Oh, God. I fucking hate people like that.
It's most 99.9% of the people I deal with, totally fine. Sweet right. People. Sometimes they get a little weird, but I can deal with weird. I can deal with quirky. You want to have a little banter. You want to, I don't fucking know. Like that one old man that kind of sexually harassed me and said he has threesomes every night in Palm Springs with his couple. Oh, that was a whole fucking thing. Did I not talk about that?
No.
I don't think so, no.
This old ass man came in and bought clothes for his adult son. And I'm talking like over $1,000, like $1,200 worth of clothes.
So four shirts?
Basically. And I don't even remember what the fuck kicked it off. I'm a friendly person. I'll, you know, you want to talk, we'll talk, whatever. And somehow it came up that he was visiting from Palm Springs and like pointedly said like Palm Springs. And I'm like, all right, I know that you know that I'm gay. And now you're saying like Palm Springs in a manner.
You know, wink, wink.
Yeah, exactly.
Slurp, like, slurp.
This man is like 70, easy. And I'm like, all right, fine. Clearly got some money. Drops that he like owns his own business, blah, 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 all of this stuff. And then his like daughter-in-law's coming up and we're talking and they're talking about their dogs and like, do you have dogs? And blah, blah, blah. Asked me what my sign was. And then she's like, yeah, he's here by himself. His partner went on to like Cleveland with their dogs and they bought airline seats for their dogs. They made a point to say that. And then he's like, oh, that's my husband, but I also have a boyfriend. We're in a throuple. And I was like, oh, that sounds interesting. And he's like, yeah, I really suggest it. We have a threesome every night. And like fucking like stroked my hand.
You could have gotten out of this job by being another part of the throuple.
You know what? I kind of thought about it, but there was a line behind
that line.
Had I been by myself, I might have been like, tell me more, babe. But what's funny is that, so it was right around my birthday, and I told you they asked me what my sign was, and they were like, oh my god, like, what's your birthday? And I was like, oh, I just had a birthday, it was the 11th. And the fucking guy behind them in line heard the entire thing, and the first thing he said, he was like, oh hey, my mom has the same birthday as you. I was like, oh, so you heard that entire exchange. Cool.
When I was in the Bahamas for that corporate event, there was this whole shit show. And, you know, when attendees come and tell us their wild stories, I take it with a grain of salt, especially when they're bitching about something. So they had said they had gone to the tennis courts the day before, and there was supposed to be activity of tennis. And it was really fucking muggy in Bahamas. Really, really muggy. And they said they didn't have cold water, which I don't know if I believe. They said they didn't have towels. I don't know if I believe that either. They kind of didn't have their shit together. Whatever. I heard the hotel got in trouble. The next day they were doing pickleball. They were told, you can't do this. You have to do this. You have to do this. You have to do this. You know, and they were putting somebody on to go make sure that all this was happening. So this lady comes up with her husband. And she was I don't even know what bullshit she was talking about, but she's like, well, yes, yesterday after the tennis, you know, I was like, oh my God, I heard. And I kind of cut her off. I was like, I heard, I'm so sorry. I said, the hotel got in trouble for it. I can't believe it happened. I'm so sorry. And she looked at me and went, well, what are you going to do for me? And I went, what? I said, nothing. I said, I'm just telling you that, you know, I'm sorry that that happened to you. And I said, that really sucks. I said, it really sucks. That ruined your activity. And I got a little more like than I really cared, because I was like, that really sucks for you. And she's like, well, it was only 7 people. And I said, well, that's 7 too many. I was like, they just messed up your whole day. I was like, you were looking forward to it, and they messed it up. That's unacceptable. I said, you know, and I kind of was. I mean, she's like, well, thank you. This bitch walked 25 feet over to the reg desk to my friend Louise and said, I need to tell you something. That man dismissed me. Then proceeds to launch into the monologue that she wanted to give me that I had no interest in hearing. So Louise just stand there, and she was like, in her head, she said, she was like, dismissed her? Because she saw me over there talking. And so after she finishes her whole monologue, she was like, thank you for listening to me. And then, of course, immediately Louise was like, hey, that lady. And I was like, that fucking cunt. You know, she wanted to say her prepared statement, and I didn't let her do it. I was like, I know she's going to complain in the little survey that they give them that I was rude to her, when I wasn't. But I just don't have time for prepared statements. I just don't care.
Please, I'm hold sure that. She rehearsed it. My note card.
You what?
I said, oh, please hold. No. I need to get out my card.
Oh, she practiced it in the mirror for sure. She was ready. She had it all marked up with pauses. And, you know, I'm sure there was going to be a tear or something. But I didn't let her have her moment.
How dare you?
I know. I should have had Oscar music on my phone and start playing.
Ma'am, can I adjust the lighting for you?
Or just, no, play it. What are you doing? It's music to play you off. Bye. Wrap it up.
The thing about these excursion things, it is people who are used to being treated better than they deserve, or
it's always the guest. It's not even the people invited.
Right.
It's the guest.
And it's, I'm like, what do you, are having a fucking like free vacation with a bunch of like really cool shit thrown at you.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Calm your ass down. Go have a drink.
Yeah. Or something. Go masturbate or something. But, you know, go do something else.
Get a fucking spa treatment. It's probably free. Go get a fucking.
Oh my God. The spa. So I was doing the spa appointments. 13 and 14. Yes. 13 and 14 of June. I start putting them all up. And I noticed on the spa list that they gave me, it says 14, 15 instead of 13, 14. So I say, hey, did you mess up these dates? They didn't. No one checked the contract. They changed the dates. 88 appointments that were supposed to be on the 13th weren't available because they had us for 14-15. Thank God I saw up before they all started coming up. So it was pulling appointments out of my ass. That spa person, thank God he was there. But it was a shit show. I almost left. I almost just packed and said, I'm leaving.
Bye.
Yeah, bye. Peace out.
Peace out.
All right. We've been recording over an hour, so.
No, we actually haven't. Because I'm hungry. And you're probably sleepy. It's past your bedtime.
Very sleepies.
Oh, I'm sleepy too, and I got to walk the dog. I'm tired, and it's hot, and I'm sunburned. Let's go.
All right.
Well, thank you for listening. This is Ricky.
This is Adam.
And this is Jerry.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for getting foul with Foul Monkeys, and we hope you enjoyed the show.
You can send feedback, dick pics, or marriage proposals to foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
You can also leave us sexy messages or some really heavy breathing at 863-666-0377.
Ask us questions and interact with us on Twitter and Instagram with the handle @foulmonkeys.
You can also join us over at the Facebook page where things can get really, really dirty.
Thank you for listening, and we will talk to you soon. Next.
Bye.
Doors open on the left at Fullerton. How about Chicago? I could be there.